What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the 100th anniversary of the birth of Little Miss Cornchucks, one of the most unique voices in American music.
I'm gonna leave it walking, baby. It just is a highly ride. I'm gonna leave it walking, baby. It just is a highly ride. And if you never see me again, baby, you'll never know the day I die.
Little Miss Cornchucks was a pioneer of rhythm and blues music. She influenced artists like Aretha Franklin, Ruth Brown, and Laverne Baker. And Atlantic Records founder Ahmet Ertegun called her the greatest blues singer he ever heard.
Well, I woke up this morning and had tears rolling down my eyes. Yes, I woke up this morning and had tears rolling down my eyes. Well, I cried so long till my eyes were too wide their sides.
Little Miss Cornchucks was born Mildred Elizabeth Cummings in Dayton, Ohio on May 26 of 1923. During the mid-1940s, she developed an unusual stage persona, appearing barefoot in simple country clothing, including bloomers, a gingham dress, and a straw hat. The act was a hit with audiences, and Little Miss Cornchucks appeared at some of the hottest nightclubs in the Midwest. She also performed on the Avenue. One of her earliest known dates was an engagement at Indiana Avenue's Royal Palm Gardens in December of 1945. She was also married in Indianapolis during that same month, tying the knot with a local Neptown man named Cornelius Jorman. From this point, Indianapolis would remain a big part of her life, even after she separated from Jorman in the 1950s. Just a year after marrying Cornelius Jorman, Little Miss Cornchucks made her first recordings, cutting six sides for the Sunbeam Records label in 1946, including her signature song, So Long. We'll hear four tracks from those sessions now. So Long, For Old Time's Sake, I Don't Love You Anymore, and When Mommy Sings a Lullaby.
So long. Gee, I hate to feel so. You're really the world to me, though. You've been my. To break up where we left. left off, we can't take off. Can't we talk it over tonight at 8? Oh, well, I've been drifting from door to door just because you don't want me no more. Well, I'm so glad that I have a place to go. Haven't you found out it be me? I don't live here anymore. Never hear a baby cry when mommy sings her lullaby. She charms them with her magic song. Their hearts were happy all day long. Tired and weak will soon grow strong.
We just heard four songs from the legendary vocalist Little Miss Conshucks. This May marks the 100th anniversary of her birth. Conshucks played some of her first and last gigs in Naptown, including an early appearance on Indiana Avenue in 1945. In 1947, Conshucks began recording for the Milton Records label. She recorded six sides for the label, and we'll listen to three of those tracks now. In the Rain, Why Was I Born, and Keep Your Hand on Your Heart.
My poor heart was calling for someone to love. Then I said a prayer. You were standing there. You came to me in the rain. There we were together, such a perfect pair. Didn't mind the weather.
Why was I born? And why am I living? What do I care? Say, what am I giving?
Keep your hand right on your heart. Yeah. Mind on me. Well, you know I love you, baby. No matter where you might be. When I first met you, it wasn't but us two.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Little Miss Conshucks after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're celebrating the 100th birthday of the late Mildred Elizabeth Cummings, better known as Little Miss Conshucks. Conshucks is remembered today as a pioneer of rhythm and blues music. Her 1951 recording of Try a Little Tenderness influenced Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke, and Otis Redding, who recorded their own versions of the song. Conshucks first recorded Try a Little Tenderness for Coral Records. She cut six sides for Coral from 1951 to 1952, and we'll hear four of those tracks now. Try a Little Tenderness, Papa Treetop Blues, Because I Lost My Helping Hand, and Don't Marry Too Soon.
Hi. may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. Oh, but while I'm weary, try a little tenderness.
Tell me, Papa Tree Top, what you try to do to me? You bugging my nerves, and I can't stand this misery. You give me plenty money, give me no loving at all. The grill is keen, baby, there's no fuel in my stall.
I'll never be the same, 'cause I've lost my helping hand. I feel so ashamed, but I have myself to blame. What can I say?
I'd like to tell you about my wedding night in June. If you planned on marrying, don't do it too soon. With the one you marry, be sure it's understood that you really love him, and the best thing that he's good.
That was Little Miss Constructs with Don't Marry Too Soon. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of her birth. Up next, we'll hear two songs by Little Miss Constructs released on the Aladdin Records label in 1952, Time After Time and Waiting in Vain.
I'll tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Oh, my Johnny. Oh, why don't you ease the pain? Don't just let me stand here just waiting in vain.
That was Little Miss Constructs with Waiting in Vain. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of her birth. After achieving great notoriety in the late 1940s, Constructs' life took a turn for the worse. Rumors about Constructs circulated through the entertainment industry as she struggled with mental health and addiction issues. Constructs made one of her last advertised appearances in Indianapolis in August of 1960, appearing at the Pink Poodle. And she recorded her last session in 1961, cutting an album for Chess Records titled The Loneliest Gal in Town. We'll listen to a pair of tracks from that album now. You Turned Your Back on Me and Never Let You Go.
I lost my mind. I left my mind and friends behind. Turned your back on me. Please give me the light. Oh yes, oh yes.
in summer or in springtime. Teacher, try to tell the world that I'll never let you go.
That was Little Miss Conchucks with Never Let You Go, recorded for Chess Records in 1961. On this week's show, we've been celebrating the 100th anniversary of her birth. Little Miss Conchucks retired from the entertainment scene during the 1960s, largely disappearing into obscurity. Little Miss Conchucks died in Indianapolis on November 11th of 1999. She was 76 years old. Little mention of her passing was made in local or national news, and sadly, her legacy remains largely unheralded today. We'll end this celebration of Little Miss Conchucks with her 1952 recording, So Long.
I hate to see you go. You're really the world to me, you know. You've been mine so long.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us for this celebration of Little Miss Conchucks. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
I may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. Oh, but to one I'm weary, try your widow and I know yes.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.